Music of the United States. The music of the United States reflects the country's multi-ethnic population to a diverse array of styles. Rock and roll, blues, country music, rhythm and blues, jazz, pop, techno, and hip-hop are among the country's most internationally renowned genres. The United States has the world's largest music industry, and its music is heard around the world. Since the beginning of the 20th century, some forms of American popular music have gained a near global audience. Native Americans were the earliest inhabitants of the United States and played its first music. Beginning in the 17th century, immigrants from the United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Germany, and France began arriving in large numbers, bringing with them new styles and instruments. African slaves brought musical traditions, and each subsequent wave of immigrants contributed to a melting pot. Much of modern popular music can trace its roots to the emergence in the late 19th century of African-American blues and the growth of gospel music in the 1920s. The African-American basis for popular music used elements derived from European and indigenous music. The United States has also seen documented folk music and recorded popular music produced in the ethnic styles of the Ukrainian, Irish, Scottish, Polish, Hispanic, and Jewish communities, among others. Many American cities and towns have vibrant music scenes, which in turn support a number of regional music styles. Along with musical centers such as Seattle, New York City, New Orleans, Minneapolis, Chicago, Nashville, Austin, and Los Angeles, many smaller cities have produced distinctive styles of music. The Cajun and Creole traditions in Louisiana music, the folk and popular styles of Hawaiian music, and the bluegrass and old-time music of the southeastern states are a few examples of diversity in American music. Characteristics. The music of the United States can be characterized by the use of syncopation and asymmetrical rhythms, long, irregular melodies, which are said to reflect the wide open geography of the American landscape and the sense of personal freedom, characteristic of American life. Some distinct aspects of American music, like the call and response format, are derived from African techniques and instruments. Throughout the later part of American history and into modern times, the relationship between American and European music has been a discussed topic among scholars of American music. Some have urged for the adoption of more purely European techniques and styles, which are sometimes perceived as more refined or elegant, while others have pushed for a sense of musical nationalism that celebrates distinctively American styles. The music of the United States is inherently distinct because the United States has not had centuries of musical evolution as a nation. Instead, the music of the United States is that of dozens or hundreds of indigenous and immigrant groups, all of which developed largely in regional isolation until the American Civil War, when people from across the country were brought together in army units, trading musical styles and practices. The ballads of the Civil War were considered the first American folk music with discernible features that can be considered unique to America, the first American-sounding music as distinct from any regional style derived from another country. Social identity. Music intertwines with aspects of American social and cultural identity, including social class, race and ethnicity, geography, religion, language, gender, and sexuality. The relationship between music and race is perhaps the most potent determiner of musical meaning in the United States. The development of an African-American musical identity out of disparate sources from Africa and Europe has been a constant theme in the music history of the United States. Little documentation exists of colonial-era African-American music, when styles, songs, and instruments from across West Africa commingled in the melting pot of slavery. By the mid-19th century, a distinctly African-American folk tradition was well known and widespread, and African-American musical techniques, instruments, and images became a part of mainstream American music through spirituals, minstrel shows, and slave songs. African-American musical styles became an integral part of American popular music through blues, jazz, rhythm and blues, and then rock and roll, soul and hip-hop. All of these styles were consumed by Americans of all races, but were created in African-American styles and idioms before eventually becoming common in performance and consumption across racial lines. In contrast, country music derives from both African and European, as well as Native American and Hawaiian traditions, and yet has long been perceived as a form of white music. Diversity. The United States is often said to be a cultural melting pot, taking in influences from across the world and creating distinctively new methods of cultural expression. Though aspects of American music can be traced back to specific origins, claiming any particular original culture for a musical element is inherently problematic due to the constant evolution of American music through transplanting and hybridizing techniques, instruments, and genres. Elements of foreign music arrived in the United States, both through the formal sponsorship of educational and outreach events by individuals and groups, and through informal processes as an incidental transplantation of West African music through slavery and Irish music through immigration. The most distinctly American music is a result of cross-cultural hybridization through close contact. Slavery, for example, mixed persons from numerous tribes in tight living quarters, resulting in a shared musical tradition that was enriched through further hybridizing with elements of indigenous Latin and European music. Folk music. Folk music in the United States is varied across the country's numerous ethnic groups. The Native American tribes each played their own varieties of folk music, most of it spiritual in nature. African American music includes blues and gospel, descendants of West African music brought to the Americas by slaves and mixed with Western European music. During the colonial era, English, French, and Spanish styles and instruments were brought to the Americas. By the early 20th century, the United States had become a major center for folk music from around the world, including polka, Ukrainian and Polish fiddling, Ashkenazi Jewish klezmer, and several kinds of Latin music. The ancestors of today's African-American population were brought to the United States as slaves, working primarily in the plantations of the South. They were from hundreds of tribes across West Africa, and they brought with them certain traits of Western African music, including call and response vocals and complexly rhythm music, as well as syncopated beats and shifting accents. The African music focus on rhythmic singing and dancing was brought to the New World, where it became part of a distinct folk culture that helped Africans retain continuity with their past through music. The first slaves in the United States sang work songs, field hollers, and following Christianization, hymns. In the 19th century, a great awakening of religious fervor gripped people across the country, especially in the South. Protestant hymns, written mostly by New England preachers, became a feature of camp meetings held among devout Christians across the South. When blacks began singing adapted versions of these hymns, they were called Negro spirituals. It was from these roots of spiritual songs, work songs, and field hollers that blues, jazz, and gospel developed. Blues and spirituals. Spirituals were primarily expressions of religious faith, sung by slaves on southern plantations. Blues is a combination of African work songs, field hollers, and shouts. It developed in the rural South in the first decade of the 20th century. The most important characteristics of the blues is its use of the blues scale, with a flatted or indeterminate third, as well as the typically lamenting lyrics. Though both of these elements had existed in African-American folk music prior to the 20th century, the codified form of modern blues, such as with the AAB structure, did not exist until the early 20th century. Classical music. The European classical music tradition was brought to the United States with some of the first colonists. European classical music is rooted in the traditions of European art, ecclesiastical and concert music. The central norms of this tradition developed between 1550 and 1825, centering on what is known as the Common Practice Period. Many American classic composers attempted to work entirely within European models until late in the 19th century. By the beginning of the 20th century, many American composers were incorporating disparate elements into their work, ranging from jazz and blues to Native American music. Popular music. The United States has produced many popular musicians and composers in the modern world. Beginning with the birth of recorded music, American performers have continued to lead the field of popular music, which, out of all the contributions made by Americans to world culture, has been taken to heart by the entire world. Most histories of popular music start with American ragtime or Tin Pan Alley. Others, however, traced popular music back to the European Renaissance, and through broadsheets, ballads, and other popular traditions. Other authors typically look at popular sheet music, tracing American popular music to spirituals, minstrel shows, and vaudeville, or the patriotic songs of the Civil War. Blues and gospel. The blues is a genre of African-American folk music that is the basis for much of modern American popular music. Blues can be seen as part of a continuum of musical styles like country, jazz, ragtime, and gospel. Though each genre evolved into distinct forms, their origins were often indistinct. Early forms of the blues evolved in and around the Mississippi Delta in the late 19th and early 20th century. The earliest blues-like music was primarily call-and-response vocal music, without harmony or accompaniment, and without any formal music structure. Slaves and their descendants created the blues by adapting the field shouts and hollers, turning them into passionate solo songs. When mixed with the Christian spiritual songs of African-American churches and revival meetings, blues became the basis of gospel music. Modern gospel began in African-American churches in the 1920s, in the form of worshippers proclaiming their faith in an improvised, often musical manner. Jazz. Jazz is a kind of music characterized by swung and blue notes, call-and-response vocals, polyrhythms, and improvisation. Though originally a kind of dance music, jazz has been a major part of popular music, and has also become a major element of Western classical music. Jazz has roots in West African cultural and musical expression, and in African-American music traditions, including blues and ragtime, as well as European military band music. Early jazz was closely related to ragtime, with which it could be distinguished by the use of more intricate rhythmic improvisation. Jazz's roots come from the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, populated by Cajuns and Black Creoles, who combined the French-Canadian culture of the Cajuns with their own styles of music in the 19th century. Large Creole bands that played for funerals and parades became a major basis for early jazz, which spread from New Orleans to Chicago and other northern urban centers. Country music. Country music is primarily a fusion of African-American blues and spirituals, with Appalachian folk music, adapted for pop audiences and popularized in the beginning of the 1920s. The origins of country are in rural southern folk music, which was primarily Irish and British, with African and continental European music. Anglo-Celtic tunes, dance music, and balladry were the earliest predecessors of modern country, then known as hillbilly music. Early hillbilly also borrowed elements of the blues and drew upon more aspects of the 19th century pop songs, as hillbilly music evolved into a commercial genre, eventually known as country and western, and then simply country. The earliest country instrumentation revolved around the European-derived fiddle and the African-derived banjo, with a guitar later added. String instruments like the ukulele and steel guitar became commonplace due to the popularity of Hawaiian musical groups in the early 20th century. R&B and soul. R&B, an abbreviation for rhythm and blues, is a style that arose in the 1930s and 1940s. Early R&B consists of large rhythmic units smashing away behind screaming blues singers who had to shout to be heard above the clanging and strumming of the various electrified instruments and the churning rhythm sections. R&B was not extensively recorded and promoted because record companies felt that it was not suited for most audiences, especially middle-class whites, because of the suggestive lyrics and driving rhythms. Band leaders like Louis Jordan innovated the sound of early R&B, using a band with a small horn section and prominent rhythmic instrumentation. Soul music is a combination of rhythm and blues and gospel, which began in the late 1950s in the United States. It is characterized by its use of gospel music devices, with a greater emphasis on vocalists and the use of secular themes. With the introduction of influences from electro music and funk in the late 1970s and early 1980s, soul music became less raw and more slickly produced, resulting in a genre of music that was once again called R&B, usually distinguished from the earlier rhythm and blues by identifying as contemporary R&B. Rock, metal, and punk. Rock and roll is a kind of popular music developed out of country, blues, and R&B. Rock's exact origins and early influences have been hotly debated and are the subjects of much scholarship. Though squarely in the blues tradition, Rock took elements from Afro-Caribbean and Latin musical techniques. Rock was an urban style, formed in the areas where diverse populations resulted in the mixtures of African-American, Latin, and European genres, ranging from the blues and country to polka and zydeco. Rock and roll first entered popular music through a style called rockabilly, which fused the nascent sound with elements of country music. Black performed rock and roll had previously had limited mainstream success, but it was the white performer Elvis Presley who first appealed to mainstream audiences with the black style of music, becoming one of the best-selling musicians in history and brought rock and roll to audiences across the world. Following the turbulent political, social, and musical changes of the 1960s and early 1970s, rock music diversified. What was formerly a discrete genre, known as rock and roll, evolved into a catch-all category called simply rock music, which came to include diverse styles like punk rock. Punk was a form of rebellious rock that began in the 1970s and was loud, aggressive, and often very simple. Punk began as a reaction against the popular music of the period, especially disco and arena rock. Heavy metal is characterized by aggressive, driving rhythms, amplified and distorted guitars, grandiose lyrics, and virtuosic instrumentation. Heavy metal's origins lie in the hard rock bands, who took blues and rock and created a heavy sound centered around the guitar and drums. Hip-hop. Hip-hop is a cultural movement, of which music is a part. Hip-hop music, for the most part, is itself composed of two parts: rapping, the delivery of swift, highly rhythmic, and lyrical vocals. Industry and economics. The American music industry includes a number of fields, ranging from record companies to radio stations and community orchestras. Total industry revenue is about $40 billion worldwide and about $12 billion in the United States. Most of the world's major record companies are based in the United States. They are represented by the Recording Industry Association of America, or IAA. The major record companies produce material by artists that have signed to one of their record labels, a brand name often associated with a particular genre or record producer. Record companies may also promote and market their artists through advertising, public performances and concerts, and television appearances. Record companies may be affiliated with other music media companies, which produce a product related to popular recorded music. These include television channels like MTV, magazines like Rolling Stone, and radio stations. Radio stations in the United States often broadcast popular music. Each music station has a format, or a category of songs to be played. These are generally similar, but not the same as ordinary generic classification. Many radio stations in the United States are locally owned and operated, and may offer an eclectic assortment of recordings. Commercial sales of recordings are tracked by Billboard magazine, which compiles a number of music charts for various fields of recorded music sales. The Billboard Hot 100 is the top pop music chart for singles, a recording consisting of a handful of songs. Longer pop recordings are albums, and are tracked by the Billboard 200. Though recorded music is commonplace in American homes, many of the music industry's revenue comes from a small number of devotees. For example, 62% of album sales come from less than 25% of the music-buying audience. Total CD sales in the United States topped 705 million units sold in 2005, and single sales just under 3 million. Though the major record companies dominate the American music industry, an independent music industry, indie music, does exist. Indie music is mostly based around local record labels with limited, if any, retail distribution outside a small region. Artists sometimes record for an indie label and gain enough acclaim to be signed to a major label. Others choose to remain at an indie label for their entire careers. Indie music may be in styles generally similar to mainstream music, but is often inaccessible, unusual, or otherwise unappealing to many people. Indie musicians often release some or all of their songs over the internet for fans and others to download and listen. In addition to recording artists of many kinds, there are numerous fields of professional musicianship in the United States, many of whom rarely record, including community orchestras, wedding singers and bands, lounge singers and nightclub DJs. The American Federation of Musicians is the largest American labor union for professional musicians. However, only 15% of the Federation's members have steady music employment. Education. Music is an important part of education in the United States, is a part of most or all school systems in the country. Music education is generally mandatory in public elementary schools and is an elective in later years. High schools generally offer classes in singing, mostly choral, and instrumentation in the form of a large school band. Music may also be a part of theatrical productions put on by a school's drama department. Many public and private schools have sponsored music clubs and groups, most commonly including the marching band that performs at high school sports games. Higher education in the field of music in the United States is mostly based around large universities, though there are important small music academies and conservatories. University music departments may sponsor bands ranging from marching bands that are an important part of collegiate sporting events, prominently featuring fight songs, and may additionally sponsor musical outreach programs, such as by bringing foreign performers to the area for concerts. Universities may also have a musicology department and do research on many styles of music. Holidays and festivals. Music is an important part of several American holidays, especially playing a major part in the wintertime celebration of Christmas. Music of the holiday includes both religious songs like O Holy Night and secular songs like Jingle Bells. Patriotic songs like the National Anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, are a major part of Independence Day celebrations. Music also plays a role at many regional holidays that are not celebrated nationwide, most famously Mardi Gras, a music and dance parade and festival in New Orleans, Louisiana. The United States is home to numerous music festivals, which showcase styles ranging from the blues and jazz to indie rock and heavy metal. Some music festivals are strictly local in scope, including few or no performers with a national reputation, and are generally operated by local promoters.